Today's the 14th of July, and it's Trion Jones speaking about neighbourhoods. Well, in fact, this afternoon I'm going to be speaking to a Neil Stewart conference on localism and on collaboration and on partnerships, except that my subject is neighbourhoods, and I think we had all better get accustomed to thinking about neighbourhoods. Not only is it a prominent part of the localism bill that is particularly relevant to English local government, but it also features prominently in the white paper that David Cameron launched on Monday. Now, it's called Open Public Services. I think it's going to be required reading for all of us involved in the provision of public services and in community involvement. And what the government has done is divided services into three categories. The first is individual services. The second is neighbourhood services, and the third one they call commissioned services. But the point about neighbourhoods is that it is not nearly as easy as it sounds to define what is a neighbourhood. True, we have 9,000 parishes in this country, and we have town councils, but in many urban areas, the concept of neighbourhood is still an evolving one. And there will be many competing interests as to how we define a neighbourhood. And remember that the way we define a neighbourhood will largely determine what agenda it has, what questions it asks itself and others, and of course what the answers will be. And the one thing that we know is that in a localist world, you're going to have to carry the public with you, with whatever you want to do or what you do not want to do. Gone may be the days when whatever local public opinion may be, it can always be overridden by somebody from on high overruling public opinion. In a truly localist world, where decisions are taken at neighbourhood level, you have to win neighbourhood arguments there on the spot in the neighbourhood. So we will be discussing these matters as we go forward in the coming weeks, I'm sure. I will try and let you all know how the conference goes this afternoon. So it's Trion Jones signing off on behalf of the Consultation Institute.